The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 19, The Cosmic Reorder. When we think of Christ's victory, our minds often focus on the human side of the story. Sin forgiven, death defeated, believers redeemed. But Scripture paints a bigger picture. The antidote's reach is cosmic. The cross was not just a human rescue mission, it was a universal reclamation. Head over all. Ephesians 1:9-10 reveals God's ultimate intent. To have an administration of the complement of the eras, to head up all in the Christ, both that in the heavens and that on the earth, in Him. The Savior's headship is not limited to a supposed spiritual church on earth. It encompasses every realm and rank of creation, celestial beings, earthly powers, and the physical universe itself. His rule is total, because His cure reaches everywhere sin and death have corrupted, plagues and principalities. Just as the 10 plagues of Egypt were direct challenges to the lesser gods of that land, the cross was a public spectacle of triumph over the God of this world and His rebellious hosts. Each plague in Exodus was a statement: the Most High reigns, and your idols are powerless. At Calvary, the message was cosmic: the Most High reigns, and no spiritual power, however ancient, cunning, or high, can resist His purpose. This reconciliation isn't about God making nice with His enemies in a token gesture. It's the full removal of enmity, the healing of creation's fracture lines. The antidote doesn't just heal human hearts, it restores cosmic harmony, the universe without rivalry. Picture the future: no competing thrones, no rival allegiances, no hidden rebellions, every sphere of creation willingly aligned under one head. The universe itself, spiritual and physical, is put right. The harmony of Eden, once broken, expands to fill everything. This is not poetic exaggeration. It is the declared end toward which all history moves. The antidote is that complete. Your place in the cosmic story. Believers aren't just recipients of this peace. They are its living proof. The reconciliation already at work in you is a preview of what's coming everywhere. You are part of the visible evidence that the champion's reign is unstoppable, His cure irreversible. The cross wasn't a narrow victory, it was the cosmic turning point. And when the final chapter unfolds, heaven and earth will stand together, alive under the headship of the One who shed His blood for all. Chapter 19. Key Takeaways. O Christ's reign extends over heaven and earth, restoring cosmic harmony. Ooh! The cross was God's declaration of supremacy over all powers. Ooh! The antidote cures not just humanity, but the fractured universe.